All three units appear to be in a stable condition, with seawater injection being used to keep the reactors cool. Containment integrity for all three units is also believed to have been currently maintained. We do not expect the releases of radioactive material that have occurred in Japan to have any effect on the health and safety of the U.S. population. Natural background from things like rocks, sun, buildings, is 100,000 times more than any level that has been detected to date.
Tokyo Electric Power officials have been battling to cool reactors and spent fuel pools to bring the radiation-leaking plant under control after it was damaged in the massive March 11th earthquake and tsunami that devastated northeast Japan. Police estimate the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami will top 18,000. Meanwhile, traces of radiation are tainting vegetables and some water supplies. It's prompted the government to ban the sale of raw milk, spinach, and canola in a region that extends from the plant toward Tokyo. The U.S. State Department is offering potassium iodide to its staff in Japan as a precaution against a possible radiation release from the plant. In a travel warning released early today, the State Department advises its employees to refrain from taking the compound at this time. The government says it's making potassium iodide available out of an abundance of caution to its personnel and family members, and the compound should only be consumed after a specific instruction from the U.S. government. Operators evacuated workers from the plant today after gray smoke rose from the plant's reactor unit 3. The smoke raises concerns about the water level in the pool needed to keep the fuel from overheating and releasing even greater amounts of radiation. Through a translator, Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yukio Edano, said authorities at the stricken plant have not detected higher levels of radiation, despite reports of smoke coming from one of the reactors.
We have heard that smoke is coming out from the number 3 reactor building, as was already reported, but the monitoring shows that we do not see any great changes in the readings. There are all kinds of inflammable objects inside the reactor building besides the reactor itself. Therefore, we would like to continue that the people working in the field will find out the cause. However, so far, there is no problem in terms of radiation levels increasing. Levels that exceed the provisional standards set by the government has been observed. However, these also are not levels that will immediately harm human health. For certain items, we have instructed to stop shipping of certain products.